My ears shot up. He was calling me. I had been singled out for special awards and honors. Slim had noticed my cleverness and bravery, and now he was calling me to the front to receive my awards. Holy smokes, what a deal! And don't forget, this was my first day on the job. Well, I was almost overcome by emotion and so forth. I mean, this is the kind of deal every dog dreams about. I guess we all have our secret fantasies, and this one was almost too perfect to be real. Surely I didn't deserve such an honor, and I was humbled beyond recognition. Beyond description, I guess it should be. Humbled beyond description, but also proud. Very proud. I rose from my seat and glanced around at the faces in the audience. Every eye was wide and filled with admiration and adoration, and I could almost hear them whispering, "There he is. That's him, Hank the cow dog. He's so young and handsome, so brave and strong." No kidding, I almost heard and saw those things. It was a very emotional moment. One of the most emotional moments of my life. Most emotional, that is, in my whole so forth. And I was almost overcome by proudness and humility. Holding my head at a proud angle, I slipped under the bottom board of the fence and began my march to the... Yikes. I had forgotten about the cow. And fellers, here she came, the hateful old Rip. I mean, this was the proudest moment of my life. There I was, marching up to the front to receive my many awards. But did she care? Did she show me the slightest bit of respect? Oh no. She was totally selfish and mean. And when I set foot in that alley, she took it upon herself to spoil the ceremony. She pawed up 2 shovelfuls of dirt, lowered her nose to the ground, shook her horns at me, and then she came a-hookin'. We're talking about freight train here. A freight train with horns and a nasty disposition. My eyes and her eyes met for just a second. I could see that she was serious about disrupting the awards banquet, and that it would be foolish of me to give her the thrashing she so richly deserved. Here she came. I fired off 2 shoulder barks and hauled the mayo out of there. I dived under the bottom 2x6 board and made it out of the alley just in the nickering of time. One step ahead of the posse, as they say.